USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Drivers in Oklahoma, Missouri, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Kansas, be ready. Gas Buddy predicts gas prices in these states will spike anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar per gallon over the next several days. While there are few details on the particulars on what's driving the increase, this week President Biden froze many drilling leases in Alaska, and America's energy needs coming from foreign countries could add to the spike. Hurricane Lee continued to strengthen at an exceptional rate last night after jumping multiple storm levels within hours. Lee is now a Category 5 storm, as reported by the National Hurricane Center. The powerful hurricane is forecast to move north of the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico and may slow down east-northeast of the Bahamas this weekend. Some computer models call for the storm to intensify into one of the strongest, if not the strongest, hurricane yet observed in the Atlantic Basin. Presidential candidate Donald Trump formally informed the judge overseeing his Georgia election case that he may attempt to transfer his state-level case to federal court. The charges against Trump could be dropped by invoking immunity protection for federal officials, as Trump attorneys have previously stated they would try to move the case. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro was found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House of Representatives Committee. A 12-member jury convicted Navarro on two counts of contempt after he refused to testify or turn over documents to the Democrat-led House panel. The charges carry a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail. Sentencing is scheduled for January 12th. Navarro's lawyer said he will appeal. Today is officially National 401k Day. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That, in and of itself, is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
James Comer, chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, suggests that a House impeachment inquiry into President Biden could come as early as the middle of this month. Republican Representative Comer on Newsmax.
But we got the shell companies. We got the bank records of the shell companies. So we built a case that'll win in court. And with respect to the emails, I didn't think there would ever be an email, a government email between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden talking about his business or talking about Ukraine. What I never dreamed of is they would have never used pseudonyms. And what we're finding is there's probably thousands of emails. So this is just more evidence of wrongdoing by Joe Biden.
President Biden will try to make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India.
Sources have reported there are U.S.-backed efforts to beef up the International Monetary Fund by $200 billion in order to give overtaxed and impoverished nations, mostly in Africa, another option for funding outside of China. There are also joint efforts by the U.S., India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to connect the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent through a new rail network. China is offering lesser developed nations its Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be at the G20. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Hong Kong's worst torrential rain since 1884 could cost the city more than $100 million. Much of the city is at a standstill, and the stock market in Hong Kong halted morning trading. Lance Pry, USA News.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.